Good morning to these big young disciples that I twisted a few arms to come down. Thank you, Drew, Cole, and Kinsey. And thank you to all the young disciples who are hopefully listening out there and all of our young disciples here at Heart. So this morning is the last Sunday that we are going to emphasize a chrismon on our chrismon tree. And the symbol that I picked for this morning is the star. And sometimes on some trees you find the star at the top of the tree. Some people have an angel at the top of the tree. Our star, we have a couple stars, but they're about in the middle of the tree, and I think you can see them from almost every seat. But the star, well, first of all, when I was little, I wanted to be an astronaut, and I think I've told you that up here at this microphone before. I wanted to be an astronaut. I loved looking at the stars and the planets, so the stars have always brought comfort to me. And when I was younger and thought I had more time in life, I used to lay outside and look. You know, you hear that meteor showers are coming and there are going to be a multitude of falling stars that night. I used to lay outside and look at those, and they're really cool. So if you get a chance to do that, I encourage it. But the star played a big part in the nativity story. As you all know, the star led the wise men to Jesus. And back in the day, before they had GPS, they did use the stars. Sailors used the stars to guide them in their ships. And when people traveled by foot or by camel, they used the stars then. And I imagine people still do use the stars if they don't have access to GPS. Stars were also used, the sun and the stars, were also used to help people tell time. Now, granted, we don't use the stars here for either of those anymore, and I think we take for granted the fact that we have the GPS or that we have clocks and watches to help us tell time. But back in the day, the stars did play a bigger role in that. But today, the stars still remind me that God put the stars in the sky, but he also put each one of us here. So as small as we are, and as big as those stars are, God has a plan for us. So while we may not look to the stars to guide us, you know, to Utah or something, we need to look to God for direction and for guiding. So while we read our Bible and when we listen to sermons and we pray and we surround ourselves with godly people, that's how we get God's direction. We listen for him, we pray to him, and we listen to him urge us in our hearts and nudge us in our minds for things that he needs us to do, for us to be his light and his love in the world. So look up at the stars next time you get a chance, and remember that even though we are small, God has big plans for us, and he is our guiding star. Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the numerous stars in the sky that remind us that you are in control of it all and that you have a path for each of us. Please help us to look to you always for that guidance and to be your light and love in the world. In your son's name we pray. Amen.